Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Okay, cool. So, man, I'm so happy you've got like a professional setup back there. I like the picture in the background, and you know,
it's my little office that I never work in because I'm always busy.
That's great.
Occasionally,
that's great.
I do artwork in here, and that's it.
Okay. Well, as you can see, like the this is the dining room table is my typical work environment when I'm at home.
Yeah.
And because I can't sit still, I end up sitting in all four chairs throughout the day. I just keep moving, because normally if I'm at the office, I'm getting up and wandering around and going to see what everybody else is doing.
It's a new world, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So just officially, tell me a little bit about who you are and about your business.
My name is Leah Calvert. I live in Oklahoma. And I've been in business for over 20 years. Our business has evolved in, you know, different ways at different times, given, you know, whatever the current situation is.
Good.
We work a lot in the gymnastics industry, and we work a lot with schools. And of course, right now, all the gymnastics clubs are shut down, and all the schools are shut down. So it's a fun time.
Yeah. So when you say you work with them, like, are you doing uniforms? Are you doing embroidery? Do you do bling? What do you do?
We don't really do uniforms as much. Now, a lot of times, like we do a lot of youth cheer as well, and we'll tackle twill the fronts of uniforms. It saves them a little bit of money and time in production with the big manufacturers.
Okay.
We do mainly spirit wear, t-shirts and bags and that type of thing. And then we sell a lot at events.
Okay.
So we actually go to the event, do event apparel. Plus, in the gymnastics industry, we have our own line of apparel that we sell. So it's all pre-made. It's all generic.
Okay.
That just, you know, I love gymnastics and type things. We don't have anything
nice
that says that. But just very generic that any gymnastics person can buy, no matter if we're in Colorado or New Jersey. It sells the same.
Gotcha. So, and what kind of technology do you use? Are you using transfers or DTG or vinyl?
We use transfers on site if we're doing event apparel. A lot of big events, we'll screen print all the pre-orders and some additional stock, and then we take transfers as backup so that we don't run out. We also do a little bit of sublimation, although I prefer to do it on hard surface versus shirts. And we laser engrave, and we do embroidery and screen printing.
Okay, wow. So you've got a full shop. And is it all, now you say you do mostly events, do you have a home-based business or do you have retail space?
And okay. I've been storefront at times, and even had at one time we had a full-blown production facility where we ran a couple of automatics and all of that. I had a big life change event. My husband was actually killed in an automobile accident several years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so that forced a rethink.
A change.
I'm home based now. I contract out my screen printing and I do everything else myself and with help.
Okay.
And it's a good business model for us. We make the same amount of money and I have a whole lot less stress in my life.
So how have you gotten customers in the past? Is it mostly word of mouth or is it at the events?
Really word of mouth. The gymnastics industry is actually a really small industry. If you get down to it compared to, you know, say baseball or football or something
right.
like that. So a lot of people know a lot of people and, you know, it's just real tight. We're in Oklahoma. It's a big, you know, gymnastics area.
Right.
We have some pretty famous people here that have came through here. And so just, you know, over the time, you just end up getting more and more customers. And so it's worked out well. And it's my favorite part to work in.
Is it? So did you have a connection to gymnastics when you started the business?
My daughter was a low-level gymnast, and it's expensive. And a friend of mine and I decided to make a few t-shirts to help pay the gym bill.
Yeah.
And here I am. So,
man, that is not an uncommon story. I thought you were going to say that.
Yes. So we got into a couple of good events, and then as time went, you know, more people started asking us to do one thing or another for their gym or set up at their events. And so yeah, we just kind of mushroomed.
That's awesome. Tell me, the reason that I'm home is because of COVID, right? So all of Cold SC is working from home almost exclusively. We have a few people that go in when it's necessary. Our tech support and training, everybody's up at 100% remarkably from home offices all the way, all around the Tampa Bay area. Even our trainers have taken equipment home. They're doing video training from there. But, there's a lot of talk on the CAS group and around the internet, of course. A lot of businesses have really, in the custom t-shirt business, have really been negatively impacted by all this. If all the restaurants are closed and all the schools are closed and, the gymnastic studios are closed, there's not a lot of people buying t-shirts. So tell me how you're bridging the gap. What are you doing to keep your business afloat?
Well, it's out of necessity, definitely. I just, as this all evolved in it, it seemed like 2 weeks ago, I woke up in Galveston, Texas on vacation, and we're like, oh my God, we've got to get home. And so we had twin grandchildren with us and in an RV, so we're like, we got to get out of here before we get stuck.
Right.
And on the way home, I'm like, what are we going to do? This is real now. This isn't Italy. This isn't China. This is us,
Yeah.
And as we're driving home, event after event is getting canceled. And this is the time of year that we just have, we're double, triple booked some weekends, and it just all got pulled away from us in a day or two, actually. And, regionals, nationals, state meets, everything.
Yeah, canceled.
And so I started trying to figure out, okay, how can we change things? We do have a platform where we can build stores, and so I thought, well, maybe that is the way to go. So as a couple of days went on, one thing I did realize is that a lot of people, although they've been impacted, they actually have more money right now because they haven't lost their job and they have absolutely nowhere to spend it. So they can't go out to dinner. They aren't, even Amazon, if you order, something that isn't essential on Amazon, it may take you a week or two to get it right now.
That's right.
So our whole life has changed. And these people that are still employed, that are working from home, like you, for example, mm-hmm. your income's exactly the same, but you probably have more money because, all of our casinos are closed here right. in Oklahoma.
How did you know that was my downfall?
The Hard Rock,
right here in Tampa. Florida, yeah.
So a lot of our people still have money. Now there's some that don't. And of course we don't expect them to buy a t-shirt to support any organization.
Right.
And so I built a store for the gymnastics community in Oklahoma. That was my very first reach out, I guess you would say. And okay. it went really well. In 2 days, we had sold hundreds of shirts. So I thought, okay, so this is a great idea. Let's take it further. Well, in the meantime, the platform that we use to build stores did a webinar. And of course, I tuned in and watched it because I'm watching anything I can do to get an idea or learn more
sure.
and all that. And so as I was watching it, they talked about a fundraiser for a large metropolitan area. And as I was watching that, that store was making a shirt for each business that signed up, which seems like it's more conducive to DTG. Mm-hmm. And we no longer do DTG. And even then, they're selling the shirts for $20 and they're giving the company $10. So that's still on a DTG shirt,
Right.
You know the numbers there.
Yeah.
So I decided to reach out to my hometown, which is a town of, maybe 3,000-4,000 people, and make a shirt for them. So we did. We designed a really cute design that a lot of people like. And I just reached out to some people I knew that owned businesses and said, hey, share this. We'll give you $10 a shirt. And it's been well received. So everybody has the same design so we can screen print them. As opposed to the idea that I watched where every business had their own design.
Right.
I liked better. Let's have a community design where, And so this particular shirt says something about, you know, spirit on it. And I mean, it's just, it's a shirt that if you look at it, it's got the town name and everything, but it's cute. And it, male or female can wear it. Right. Every shirt we've done, we've tried to make it to where it's male or female. Yep. So then after that, the bowling community in Oklahoma reached out to us. So we did a shirt for the Oklahoma bowling community, and it's done well too. And so it's just kind of kept going that I've reached out to some people where I thought it would work, and then some people have reached out to me. The one we're going to launch tomorrow is actually for a nonprofit in our community. And mm-hmm. they do food and clothing and essentials for people. And right now there's more people than ever, yet all of their fundraising events have been canceled. They do several different fundraising events a year, and they can't do those right now. So we're going to do a t-shirt for them. I think it'll be well received. Again, we're not going to put their name on it big. We're not going to do anything about the virus on it. We're just going to make it a nice community shirt that we think a lot of people will want to wear. And again, a lot of people in our community are still employed.
Yep.
And so they're, you know, a $20 shirt is no big deal to them.
It's no big deal. So walk me through, first of all, everyone's going to ask this when they see the video, what's the store software that you use?
Inksoft.
You use Inksoft. Okay. I love those guys. That's great. Okay. So, walk me through the gymnastics shirt that you did. So you set up a new store for the gymnastics community.
We did, yes.
And then you picked a shirt design and you put it up there, or how did?
So I worked with three people. I picked two gym owners and a judge, and did a design and got them to approve the design and the pricing, so that at that point I had some people on board.
Yeah.
So then in the gymnastics industry, I had the luxury of having the email address of every gym owner in Oklahoma. And there's several ways, like in any sport that you can compete, you can do it more recreational or very competitively. We put all of them on there. There's 50 gyms listed on the back.
Okay.
We put all of them on there. And so I sent an email to those three people, and then I blind copied everyone else. And just told them how it worked. And a lot of them shared. And then 3 days later, I sent another email out. And I'm like, hey, I don't know if you've shared this yet, but it's going great. If it ended right now, today, we would owe Oklahoma Gymnastics Clubs $4,000.
Wow.
And I sent that out. Well, as soon as I sent that out, then that got a lot more people on board. And so then the sales started going up from there. And so it's just... And then from that group, one guy in there that was on the email also is in charge of bowling in Oklahoma. He works for the, you know, bowling commission or whatever they're called. And so he reached out and we did that shirt. And then one gym owner reached out to do her individual shirt. And, you know, it just kind of went that way. And I'm just racking my brain with every customer I have that has a connection that might could benefit from us building them a store and selling shirts right now.
Yeah.
And it helps me, definitely. Not the business model I want to use going forward. We've got to pack and individually ship every one of these orders. That's going to be a nightmare. But I don't have any other way to make money right now. So it's the model we're going with.
And are you're doing a revenue share with the businesses? How is that?
Right. So we're selling the shirt for $20. They get 10.
Okay.
And then out of our 10, we have to buy the shirt, print the shirt, and then you have the packing supplies. Now, we are charging shipping on top. And hopefully there's a dollar or two in there for us on the shipping end as well.
Yeah. Okay. So, it definitely works for keeping the mortgage paid and the lights on and the business going. And you're doing a lot for the community. So I'm sure that once all this clears up, and everybody's back in business, everybody in your town is going to have warm fuzzies for you and your business. That's for sure.
Yes. And there's, you know, I'll be honest, there's some people on some of these lists that I've never worked with, but if I mail them a $300 or $400 check right now, you know, then I'm going to have a really good way to reach out to them in October, right before our season gets going.
And,
hey, remember me? I mailed you $500 back in April when you didn't have any money. So we've really like to do your bags this year and decorate the backs of your jackets and, you know, you're hosting an event in March. You should let us come.
That's great. So, that's great.
Yeah, definitely going to use it. And then the stores, you know, we still build stores. We just do it different. In this case, we would ship all the orders to each gym. And their customers would pick up it, you know, on Tuesday when they go to gymnastics. It's just, that's not possible right now. So we're having to individually.
Right. You have to ship them out to the individual people because it's not like if they can pass them out in a class that no one's going to. That's great. So how many stores have you done in Inksoft so far?
Since in the last like 10 days.
Yeah.
Six. And we have another one going tomorrow.
And so, and are you building these yourself?
Yes.
Okay. So you're good with the back end of Inksoft and you know what to do.
Inksoft's really easy once you figure out how to do the art so that you can pick any color shirt and the art pops on there. Right.
Yeah.
You know, they're real easy to work with and their support's real good too. I mean, if you email them a question, you've got an answer back pretty quick. And I've had a couple of questions because of, you know, it's different right now, but it's pretty easy. And I don't code. I don't, you know, I don't build websites or any of that. But I do know how to do Inksoft. It's been easy to learn.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. So what's the name of your business?
918 Design Company.
918 Design Company. And if you share a URL with me, then I'll put it at the bottom of the video and people can come and visit your website. It'll be good for search and SEO and maybe you'll pick up a little extra business that way.
It's 918designcompany.com. I may hop on there today and
you better finish it up because we'll send some people over there. I'll give you a couple of days to work on that. Don't worry. We'll do it tomorrow or the next day. Anything else that you would like to communicate to all the people? I mean, you're on the CAS group all the time, which we really appreciate your participation. So anything else you'd like to say?
When I go to the gym, back in the day when I went to the gym, I always listen to it. I mean, if there's a new one, I'm on it. Or if I'm driving by myself, you know, I'll make sure. And I have a couple of podcasts I listen to, but I always listen to yours first. There's, I've been in business a long time. And so most of it I'm familiar with, you know, but every single one, there's always something that one of you say that give me an idea. And sometimes it's an idea that makes me money. Sometimes it's an idea that saves me time, but you always, there's always something I can take from. Sometimes there's a lot I can take from them, but you know, even if it's a topic that I feel like I'm pretty good at and know what most of what there is to know about it, I still take something away. So I really appreciate your podcast.
That's great. Thank you.
I know you know that, but I'm a huge fan of podcasts.
Yeah, terrific. Thanks very much. Okay. Leah Calvert from 918designcompany.com, making it work, staying at home and dealing with customers during the coronavirus shutdown. So I appreciate everything you're sharing with us, Leah.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.